The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Vibrational medicine, along with alternative therapies, can mean total body wellness for you. This is Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health with Lynn Waldrop. Vibrational medicine encompasses many modalities: sound, color, light, magnets, and more. You'll learn how to use these proven concepts to stimulate muscles, organs, and bones to their natural state of resonance. Now, here's your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the February 5th episode of Good Vibrations. Glad to have everybody on. Hope you guys are having a great week. Please, please, please do not forget to like us on Facebook and sign up for the new Good Vibrations newsletter. We will be sending our first one out this week. And just like last week, we are choosing three people per week who sign up for the newsletter for a beam technique session with me. You can go to my website, the Good Vibrations website, and then down in the bottom in the link, say, click Lynn's website, and read more about the beam technique. But we pick three people per week to have a free session with me so you can see what the beam technique is like, but also to get you guys to sign up for the newsletter so we can start giving you some discounts and offers from myself and the guests, as well as get more information about vibrational therapy. We have a great show for you today. We have Dr. Robert Rogers, who left his academic life as a tenured professor in 2003, and he created the Zero Point Healers and also the Parkinson's Recovery Group to help get the word out on how you can reverse the symptoms of Parkinson's. So Dr. Rogers actually has his own radio show on Blog Talk Radio called Parkinson's Recovery, and I believe it's on Wednesdays. And he's the author of Road to Recovery from Parkinson's Disease. So welcome, Dr. Rogers.
Well, thank you, Lynn. It's indeed a delight to be a guest on your show.
And we were just laughing while we were waiting to come on how different it is to be the guest and not the interviewee.
That's right. This is not a usual or comfortable position for me. I usually ask the questions.
So what time is your show on Wednesdays on Blog Talk?
It's 3 p.m. Pacific time. Of course, that's 6 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday afternoons.
Okay. And if they want to find you on the web, I know you have two sites. Will you give them your sites?
The portal website for the many other websites that I support is parkinsonsrecovery.com. So once you go there, you'll see links to the radio show page and to all of the other pages that we maintain.
Okay, great. So let's start off by telling them a little bit of your story, because if they go to the website, they can see a little bit of it. But why Parkinson's? Why is that so close to your heart?
My mother was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and also my uncle. As a researcher, I had been doing a lot of research and writing and publishing on different areas, and felt like I was pretty unfocused, actually, and also not really making much of a contribution to anyone anywhere. So I decided it was time to jump out of that academic environment, which is actually very constraining in terms of the kind of research you can do, and to engage a research project that I found personally to be not only fascinating, but engaging. And that particular question wound up being, given that my mother had Parkinson's, given that my uncle had Parkinson's, given that neither one of them were aware of any options other than medicines and surgeries, what other options could they have pursued or considered that would have made a huge difference in their ability to maintain their own quality of life and live much, much longer than they actually did? So among a lot of other choices, not only did I decide to quit my academic job at University of Kentucky, I decided to move to Washington State and set upon a mission of conducting research to investigate the causes of people who have the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, and also identify the many options that people have discovered are actually helping to reverse those symptoms. So it was really a question of partly focusing my research agenda so that I could really learn more about this particular challenging problem for many, many, many millions of individuals across the globe, and also so I could just make a contribution to the world.
You know, it's amazing to me. I remember when Michael J. Fox first came out with the fact that he had Parkinson's, and I believe he kind of kept it kind of secret for a little while there. What the average age of people that are being diagnosed with Parkinson's is getting younger and younger, isn't it?
That's right. They're even teenagers now that are getting the symptoms of Parkinson's.
Really?
Yes.
So what does your research show? Because one of the biggest things that really jumps out in the work that I read of yours is that medicine says that Parkinson's is a degenerative disease. There's just no way out of it. And that's not what your research shows.
That's right. It clearly refutes that false belief. There's no question about it. There are many, many individuals that are identifying what really happens to be the primary cause or the several factors that are causing their symptoms. And once they figure that out, they're able to engage some options that enable them to actually heal those causes and see their symptoms reverse. There's no question about it that we now have, after 6 years of very intensive research, identified many different factors that are causing these neurological challenges. And of course, once a person knows what the real cause is, they can actually take action, do something about it, and reverse those symptoms. My whole mission, my whole passion actually in life is to change and shift that false belief. I call it a false belief template that Parkinson's is degenerative and progressive. What horrible words those two words are. It's not true. There are many, many people that we have now documented that are able to actually figure out what causes their symptoms and reverse those symptoms.
Wow. You know, what I thought was really interesting, and there are, and we'll get into the actual causes that you kind of developed or came up with the list here, but one of them on there that's kind of at the bottom is just your thoughts and your beliefs. And, you know, one of the most common things, and I just talked about it a lot this weekend, that I see is that, you know, I had a doctor that told me that I had breast cancer, and I said, no, I don't.
And
he kept saying, yes, you do.
You.
And I kept saying, no, I don't. And I literally just wouldn't buy his belief system. And it was amazing to me that, you know, when you get diagnosed with something big, it seems like then they make you wait 3 months before you can get an appointment to go to anywhere to talk to anybody about it. So for those 3 months, I just did every holistic thing that I could think of to say, look, I'm not buying this belief. Body, we're not having this. Sure enough, by the time I went to the doctor, it was like, this is a cyst. Why did the radiologist think this was breast cancer?
Wow. That's incredible.
So
well,
I think that people buy what their doctor says a lot, and I'm not saying that I'm discounting that, but when you buy into other people's belief systems, this is what you have, and you automatically assume that it's degenerative and progressive, you're already putting one foot in the grave.
There's no question about it. I've often fantasized what would happen if a doctor told me I had cancer and I already have my plan in action. Yours obviously was activated and very successful. My plan is to look at that doctor and say, well, I've known that many, many years. And by the way, doctor, you have cancer too. It's like, everyone has cancer cells. Hello? Like, that's not any great news to anybody. We all carry cancer cells. And by the way, doc, the body really does know how to heal itself. So if I've got a few more cells than I need to have, my body will be able to figure out what to do about that.
So just not buying into some of the belief systems that you get from people, the judgment when they find out that you have something. The few people that I know that have Parkinson's, one of the biggest things was they didn't want people to know that they had it.
That's true for I'd say 90% of the individuals that I talk with every week, there's great shame in being able to say to someone, oh, I have Parkinson's disease. And I tell individuals, look, you don't have Parkinson's disease. There's a very, very high probability that that diagnosis is actually incorrect.
Wow.
And so what you'll want to just acknowledge is I'm currently confronting some neurological challenges and I'm figuring out what to do about it. And then I always encourage people to just start looking around in a public place, you know, where there are a lot of people. Maybe it's a restaurant, maybe it's a train station. Just begin to look around. And I encourage people to look at all of the people who have neurological challenges. It's like, people all over the place are neurologically challenged. So the reality is it's just a symptom. The body is just saying that something is out of balance here. All you have to do is listen to your body and figure out that, yeah, I need to do something about this to bring my body back into balance. Once the body gets back into balance, I guarantee you it can heal itself.
So what did you find then are the most common reasons for Parkinson's or the symptoms of them to start in the body?
That's a huge question in the sense that there are many, many, many factors that are at play. And for many individuals who have a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, there's oftentimes not just one factor, but several factors that are at play. The research has actually revealed that one common factor that many people are actually unaware of is the presence of a tetanus infection in the body. Many people get inoculations for tetanus, and what happens is that live virus tends to stick in the body and do quite significant damage to that neurological symptoms system. The reality is that there are several therapies that involve TMJ adjustments, that is, adjustments to misalignments in the jaw that help people significantly who currently experience mobility challenges. So dentists have discovered that realigning the jaw can oftentimes help a person's mobility significantly. Now, the reason is for that is not just because there's a misalignment in the jaw. It's because that tetanus virus is still present in the physical body. There are also certain viruses and bacteria that can be present in the body that have a compelling impact on the neurological system. One of those happens to be Lyme disease. There are a surprising number of individuals who have one diagnosis or another of a condition that doctors can't quite figure out who actually just have the Lyme infection. It's very difficult to detect in traditional medical tests, so most doctors are not actually able to identify the fact that Lyme infection is present.
Is Lyme's disease from getting bit by a tick?
It is. That's right. Basically, we're all out in the woods at one time or another in our lives, especially when we're kids, and so it's easy to get bitten by a tick that happens to contain that Lyme infection. People oftentimes, if they think back, will remember, oh, yeah, I had a big sore. I was bitten by something, and there was a big red sore on my leg or on my arm for maybe 2 or 3 weeks that finally went away. Well, that as it turns out, is evidence that there probably was a bite of a tick that happened to have the Lyme infection, and the body now is infected. Mm-hmm. So many people have a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. They don't have Parkinson's. They have Lyme disease. And so treatments for Lyme, and those are all actually very challenging as well, because the Lyme infection is very, very nasty. It knows how to mask itself and hide and sneak into the corners and crevices of the body so that you can't really find it. So it's difficult to treat, but there are treatments that are effective, and I want to just encourage everybody who happens to have a formal diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, who is perhaps hesitant and ashamed to actually say to anybody, I have Parkinson's disease, is to step back and say, wait a minute. You may have a number of other conditions in your body that are responsible for these neurological challenges that have nothing to do with the quantity of dopamine in your body. There are person after person that I have interviewed who say the following story. They basically say, when I was a teenager, I was a ping pong champion. I could beat anybody, and I actually went into tournaments, and I won tournament after tournament. When I got the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, I stopped playing ping pong. I figured, oh, no, there's no way in well I'll be able to stand up and have the balance I need to play with anybody. And then all of a sudden, one day, they say to themselves, wait a minute, I love to play ping pong. Why don't I just give it a try? They get that paddle, they get that ball, they get an opponent, they start playing ping pong, and the symptoms disappear. There are no symptoms. They can play just as well at the age of 50 with neurological symptoms associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease as they could when they were 21. Now, I use the example of ping pong, but you can span that out to any sport or any activity. Some artists will report that they have mobility challenges, they have tremoring difficulties, and many other symptoms associated with the diagnosis. And what they'll say is, you know what? When I pick up that paintbrush, I don't have any symptoms. I'm totally good to go for 3 or 4 hours. So you can take painting, you can take kickboxing, you can take any kind of sport, any activity that the person has loved in their lifetime. If they'll simply activate that, what they'll suddenly notice is, whoa, I don't have any symptoms right now. Now, what that basically means is the problem is not a problem of the quantity of dopamine that the body is able to manufacture. The problem happens to be access to that dopamine. So when you're talking about factors that are causing these symptoms, one of the huge factors that is at play for many, many individuals turns out to be trauma. Trauma is something that plays a huge role. One of the individuals who's done some amazing research on this using neural feedback technology that's cutting edge is Dr. Jacqueline Gisburn. And Dr. Gisburn has basically discovered through analyzing the results of many of her patients who have Parkinson's disease that the root factors that actually are at play when it comes to trauma oftentimes are experienced at the age of 5 years old or younger. Many of the individuals with Parkinson's disease, as it turns out, experienced a situation where as a very young child, and again, we're talking about 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, was placed in a position of having to take care of adults, which is not what a child should ever have to experience. At that age, they need to be a child rather than an adult. And so there's a real trauma that's involved in that particular experience. So many individuals, when they develop these neurological symptoms, what they'll actually discover if they think back on their history as a young child, they were put in the position of having to take adult responsibility. That is a true trauma to the physical body. And so throughout their life, if they'll really look at what they've done and the choices they've made, they're oftentimes involved in situations where they are taking care of other people, not themselves. They're not listening to their bodies. They're not taking care of themselves. So literally,
wow, when you said trauma, I thought you were going to bring up Muhammad Ali and getting whacked in the head a bunch of times.
That is a trauma. And physical traumas are at play with the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. Clearly, Muhammad Ali's issue winds up being injury to the head. And that's not that common for people who have Parkinson's disease. There are also traumas that are physical traumas to the entire body, but also to the foot. And a number of individuals have physical injuries to the foot, and that winds up being a root factor that is at play. Some people, the reality is, they have a digestive system that is really not online, so to speak. So they can take all the supplements in the world, but they aren't being absorbed by their body. So if they can get their digestive system up online and functioning normally, they'll find many, if not all, of their symptoms will actually resolve. Other people have issues with their liver. So literally the root problem with their neurological challenges has nothing to do with anything happening in the brain. It's actually a difficulty with the liver. It could be there's some bacterial infections in the liver. There could be some mycoplasma that are hidden into the liver or viral infections in the liver. So the liver is compromised, and once that happens, all sorts of other complications occur throughout the body. The other huge factor when you're asking about causes as far as Parkinson's disease goes is toxins. They're huge. Toxins are all over the place. Everyone is exposed to significant quantities of toxins. So a number of individuals who have Parkinson's disease were painters and at a young age you had a lot of toxic material in the paint. A lot of people have been photographers. They had their hands in all of that photographic toxic material, and so that exposure over a long period of time is going to create these neurological challenges. Many people were in Vietnam and they were exposed to Agent Orange. That's a huge factor. Research is compelling in the sense that study after study has actually identified the toxins that are most probably causing these neurological challenges. So anybody could be advantaged to begin to investigate the possibility that toxins are at play in a factor that's actually causing their difficulty. Mercury exposure, some people have a lot of fillings or crowns in their teeth. That can bleed out into the body, and that can create some neurological havoc in the body.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to finish this toxins conversation because I have a few questions for you. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
How would you like to live a phenomenal life? If you aren't currently living the life you desire, contact us for a phenomenal life session at www.myphenomenallife.net. Finances, relationships, sex, business, weight issues, and more. 1 hour can change your life. Call 678-745-VIBE. That's 678-745-8423. Or contact us on the web at www.myphenomenallife.net. Why not start living the life you've always dreamed of now? What's stopping you? Visit myphenomenallife.net or call us at 678-745-VIBE. Again, that's 678-745-8423.
The tools of vibrational medicine are easy and effective. Go to www.tuningforkwarehouse.com and purchase all of your therapy equipment. We have tuning forks, color therapy kits, Richway Biomat and alkaline water devices, Sima 750 sound therapy instruments, and more. We also offer classes in the use of many of the products, whether you are just beginning or are a seasoned professional. Check us out at www.tuningforkwarehouse.com. We're here to supply tools for your optimal health.
Want a getaway to views that will take your breath away? Visit Paradise in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Come see what we're talking about at www.stcroixdreamvacation.com, where there's plenty of sun and fun, snorkeling, scuba diving, jet skis, golf, the most breathtaking sunsets, and the rich history of Christiansted. It's time to de-stress and feel the relaxation of island time. Visit stcroixdreamvacation.com. That's S-T-C-R-O-I-X, dreamvacation.com. Kick back, relax, and feel the ah. Make your first stop, St. Croix, dreamvacation.com.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is linsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody. So glad to have you guys here. Today we have Dr. Robert Rogers, and this show is all about Parkinson's, and he created Parkinson's Recovery. He has his own radio show on Blog Talk Radio called Parkinson's Recovery. And so that's what we're talking about today. And one of the things that really just jumped out at me was the whole Lyme's disease conversation. So I want to go back to that for a second. My son had Lyme's disease when he was about five or six. We were at a wedding and playing in the woods, and we looked like a bunch of apes picking ticks off of each other when we came back from the woods. And I got all of them but one, and he was falling asleep at his desk in school, and that was how they had diagnosed him with Lyme's. And what's funny about the whole thing, or not really funny, but just interesting to me, is he's always had hand tremors, and he's only 20 years old. So you were talking about Lyme's disease and it really not having a really sound way of diagnosing. Is there something I can do to see if this is still a factor for him?
There are a number of different holistic assessments that are possibilities for you and your son. One of them is called bioenergetic testing. It's been around for about 45 years. A number of naturopath doctors actually use this approach. It's a saliva test. So you kind of spit saliva in a sample. You send it off to the doctor. They do an analysis and basically pick up the frequencies that are associated with that saliva sample. And they can do a holistic assessment of everything that's going on in your body. If there are organs that are compromised, they can identify that. If there's an infection in a certain tooth, they can identify that. If there are heavy metals, they can identify that. If there are infections, they can identify specifically which infections are present in the body. So if it's tetanus, tetanus resonates at a very specific frequency. So literally they pick up and identify that that frequency is present in your son's body. And that would then lead them to suspect that, yes, the tetanus infection still is at play. There's a second technology that also uses frequency, and this uses sound frequency. It's called bioacoustics. And what happens is a person's voice profile is taken. It only takes about 30 or 45 seconds to record your son's voice profile. And if the frequency is evident in that voice profile for your son that is equated to the frequency of tetanus, then that would be identified as still a lingering issue for him. The person who's one of the pioneers in bioacoustic therapy is Sherry Edwards, and she's from Ohio at the Sound Health Options Institute. Now, a third approach, so I'm just suggesting there are different kind of diagnostic approaches using different technologies that are possibilities. The third is something that's been really toggling about the universe for about the last 5 years, especially after the development of fiber optics. It's called biophoton therapy, and it's just actually come to the United States. In essence, they look at the distortions in light that go through the body. And those distortions reveal information about the possible presence of toxins or heavy metals in the body. So that's another very new approach that gives you information about whether or not that's actually at play or not. Of course, there are medical tests as well, so I don't want to discount those. The problem is that the Lyme disease is so crafty, it can really mask itself underneath other infections, so you really can't identify that it's still there. So these other methods that use assessments of frequencies, I think, are very useful approaches for figuring out whether or not that's still an issue for your son or for a person who wants to figure out whether or not it's an issue for them.
Okay, great. So let's talk about some therapies then that do help. So you brought up a lot of toxins that are around, and liver problems and digestive problems. So there's colonics are huge in Atlanta. So is that something that you ever suggest?
It has been suggested, and I do personally suggest that. I found that to be a useful therapy myself, and let me give the explanation why. The reality is that the toxins are going to circulate through the colon in the body and then be recycled into the liver, because that's what the liver does. It picks up the toxins. And so if you're trying to get rid of toxins in the liver, what's going to happen is, if you don't do a colonic, your liver is going to be removing those toxins, sending them down into the intestines and the colon. They then get clogged up down there in the colon. Then the liver says, well, wait a minute, that the body doesn't need that. And then the liver will regroup all of those toxins back up into the liver and reprocess it again. So literally you have reprocessing of these toxins over and over and over again. So the best way to get rid of all of those toxins in the colon is to begin to do some of these colonics. They're not painful. and they can do immediate benefit to individuals who might have the challenge of toxins in their body. So there's no question but that colonics is a therapy that can be very beneficial. A lot of people will not pursue it, but years and years ago, many, many people found that to be one of the most important medical preventative therapies that they could engage in, because literally you do get the toxins out of your body. The other reality is that a lot of people are pursuing some very, very useful therapies and options that are helping them reverse their symptoms. But the reality is they're continuing to be exposed to these toxins, so they're not able to completely reverse their symptoms. One of the toxins that is present for almost everyone in the world today is electromagnetic pollution, which is pervasive. If a person lives near a cell tower, likely they have extreme exposure to electromagnetic pollution. And there are some things that they can do, especially when they sleep, to protect themselves from just that type of exposure. The cell phones that people use are also a device that will actually expose a person to this electromagnetic pollution. So it's always a good idea, if you're using a cell phone, to put the cell phone a few feet away and put it on speakerphone so that you don't have that right next to your ear. Smart meters on electrical systems are also something that's been identified in research, particularly in Europe, that has a compelling impact on the neurological system. So I would encourage anybody that has a smart meter to write a letter to their electric company requesting that they remove that meter because they have electromagnetic sensitivity. There's also just recent research of a person that I'm going to have on my radio show in several months who talks about the dangers of how electricity is now manufactured, which is pulsating. Some people are particularly sensitive to these electromagnetic waves, and the reality is that just living in their homes can expose them to this electromagnetic pollution. So if we just go into that one category of pollution, one of the wonderful things that a person can do is to just identify those threats and to begin to insulate themselves and protect themselves from exposure to just that kind of pollution, just as insulating yourself from exposure to some of these toxins that are heavy metals or pesticides that have such a horrible impact on the neurological symptoms system. So if you look through your house, a lot of people are using shampoos that have toxins that are creating their challenges, or they're using soaps or detergents or laundry detergents that contain these toxins. And so exposure to all of that on a regular daily basis will really create havoc in that neurological system of that individual. So it's partly a question of using colonics, as you just suggest, to help the body remove the toxins. But another huge step that people can take is just to say, okay, I live in a world today that's toxic. Let me begin to see and recognize and identify and acknowledge all the sources of pollution that I'm exposed to, and then begin gradually to remove those sources. And that will be much appreciated by their very, very sensitive neurological system.
And there are a lot of ways using sound therapy, because everybody on the show knows how I'm into my sound and my color, to help with detoxing and just help in general. And I know one of the products that you actually list on your website is the Smart Lounge. And I have two other products that I've used on a Parkinson's client before. So do you want to tell them a little bit about how the Smart Lounge or other sound therapies that you've used have been really successful with Parkinson's patients?
I can. The Smart Lounge basically uses a technology that was developed in 1893 by the person who named Parkinson's disease. His name was Dr. Charcot. And he noticed that the people who came to see him, who had neurological challenges, that had basically been exposed to vibration, that is, they were riding in carriages that were bouncing all around, had relatively fewer symptoms than the people who weren't exposed to those vibrations. So he created a little chair, it looked like a dentist chair from the 1800s, it had a little steam engine on the bottom, and he would have the assistant there, they'd steam it up, and then they'd sit the patient in the chair, and the assistant's job was to basically monitor the vibration so that it wasn't too much or too little for the patient. And he discovered that, he felt like that really did provide significant relief to his patients. He died the next year, and his assistant had the idea he'd make a helmet that vibrated. That idea wasn't so hot, and his patients did not get better. I think they actually got worse. And to my knowledge, his chair is no longer in existence, but we do have a few pictures of his chair. So at least 110 years later, some folks began to think, I think vibration might make a big difference in helping all those chakras open up and help the connection between the brain and the body enhance. And so they created this vibrating lounge chair. It's basically a very large pad that goes over something that looks like a lounge chair with all these huge vibrators. And then they didn't just create the vibration, they then added sound to the vibration. And a wonderful researcher, inventor, creator, Dr. Suzanne Jonas from Tennessee, created a Parkinson's CD, which was embedded with the sounds that in essence are exactly what you need to help heal a disturbed neurological system. So what happens is you listen to those sounds through the earphone. The sounds control the strength of the vibration in the lounge chair. So somebody lies down, they put some dark glasses on, they get all cozy, and they listen to these sounds through the headphones that are binaural or hemisync sounds. In essence, one tone on the right ear is slightly off the tone on the left, so you have a lot of neural reprogramming that occurs as a person listens to all of those sounds. So your body is rocking and rolling and jumping all around. Your chakras are opening up. There's a better connection between your body and your brain, and you're listening to these sounds that are conducive to healing these neurological challenges. I asked Suzanne one time, what was it in that CD that was helping people so much? Because the research study showed that when people just listen to those sounds, they actually improve. And then when they both listen to the sounds and lie on the lounge, they improve even more. In other words, they begin to reverse their symptoms. And she said one of the big secrets was that she was using the Schumann resonance in that, which is a very grounding resonance. It's the same frequency that was created for the astronauts. When the astronauts first started going up into space in the Mercury program, when they came back to Earth, it was a bit embarrassing for the astronauts and for NASA because they couldn't walk very well. And so they began to do some research, and they realized if they simply play the Schumann resonance when they're up in space, when they get back to Earth, they can actually walk normally. It's as if they never left the Earth. So wow. Now they play that resonance up in the capsules for all the astronauts that go up into space. And, of course, what she discovered was for people with Parkinson's, there's a lot of energy that's going at the around the head that's kind of scattered and disjoint, just like what happens with the astronauts when they go up into space. So you bring that down to ground, literally, so the person is better able to be grounded and on Earth. So that's what happened to the lounge. And as it turned out, it wasn't created for Parkinson's. It was created to literally help people reduce stress. And the man who created this, his name is Ed Bender, has a father. His name is Lee Bender. And Lee began to use the lounge because, you know, his son had actually created this. And by Jove, Lee couldn't walk very well before, and he was able to walk afterward. He was just elated. So Lee had a neurologist in Chicago at the Rush Medical Center, and he went to his neurologist, whose name is Scott, and he said, look, I'm doing better. And the neurologist said, boy, you sure are. So he got interested and actually did a study using the smart lounge. They had 20 smart lounge subjects. 10 of them used the lounge and the sound, and 10 of them just used the sound. Everybody improved. And so the research showed that, yes, vibration and those kind of sound frequencies really make a huge difference.
And we're going to take our last break, and we come back, finish up this conversation, and find out again how you can reach Dr. Rogers, and we'll be back in a moment.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
How would you like to live a phenomenal life? If you aren't currently living the life you desire, contact us for a phenomenal life session at www.myphenomenallife.net. Finances, relationships, sex, business, weight issues, and more. 1 hour can change your life. Call 678-745-VIBE. That's 678-745-8423. Or contact us on the web at www.myphenomenallife.net. Why not start living the life you've always dreamed of now? What's stopping you? Visit myphenomenallife.net or call us at 678-745-VIBE. Again, that's 678-745-8423.
Want to get away to views that will take your breath away? Visit Paradise in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Come see what we are talking about at www.stcroixdreamvacation.com. Where there's plenty of sun and fun, snorkeling, scuba diving, jet skis, golf, the most breathtaking sunsets, and the rich history of Christiansted. It's time to de-stress and feel the relaxation of island time. Visit stcroixdreamvacation.com. That's S-T-C-R-O-I-X, dreamvacation.com. Kick back, relax, and feel the ah. Make your first stop, St. Croix, dreamvacation.com.
Our world is filled with strong, powerful, and accomplished women who can inspire teen girls and young women to push past fears, quiet negative self-talk, find mentors, set goals, and capture their dreams. Tune into the Inspiring Women podcast series featuring interviews with women who have overcome incredible challenges to achieve personal satisfaction and professional accomplishment. Go to www.inspiringwomenseries.com today.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is linsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Hello, everybody. So, again, we're talking about Parkinson's today. Please go to Dr. Rogers' website. It's parkinsonsrecovery.com. If you want to specifically go to the Smart Lounge, you can go to vibrationtherapy.org. And I wanted to mention two other products that I've personally used with a client that had Parkinson's. I was absolutely amazed. He did not know until he came in that one of the symptoms of Parkinson's is that you basically don't sleep, or you don't sleep for any period of time. You're constantly being woke up. So he wasn't getting more than 2 hours of sleep at a time. And that in itself was exhausting him. And so I used what's called the Biomat from Richway and the AMI 750, which is from Cyma, C-Y-M-A Technologies. And that's cymatechnologies.com. And that product has now actually been nominated for an Edison Award and being recognized now. It works on all different kinds of diseases and symptoms in the body, but Parkinson's is one. So I used the two of them together. And that particular night, that gentleman slept 6 hours and he was in tears. He couldn't believe that he was able to do it. And after two sessions, just 1 hour apiece of using these two pieces of equipment, he was actually having to set his alarm because he was sleeping all the way through the night and slept through his meeting in the morning and really noticed that a lot of his symptoms had gone away. But one of the things I found, Dr. Rogers, that just amazed me is that he stopped using it. Is that a common thing with Parkinson's or even just with people with some of these bigger diseases where it's like they seem to be the one that gives up?
One of my surprising discoveries has been that people can find a therapy that makes a huge difference, but they don't know it. They don't actually acknowledge or recognize that they're so much better. Other people see it, but they don't. And so what happens is they start using it, and if you ask them, so is this helping or not, they'll say, I don't think it's helping very much, and they stop. It's really interesting, and when I started to think about this for myself, if you ask me, am I feeling better or worse relative to 6 months ago, I'd have to say, I don't know, I don't have a clue. So I realize that's probably true for most of us. When we find a therapy that really is remarkable in terms of helping us feel better, what we can tell you is, oh yeah, I feel pretty good today, but what we're not able to acknowledge is, well, last week I was feeling horrible, and the therapy obviously is making a huge difference. I think part of it is people just don't are not tracking and are not acknowledging how much a difference a therapy can make to them.
Is that why you have a symptom tracker on your website?
It is. You saw the symptom tracker. Yay, it is. That's exactly why I did that. I hired a programmer. It's free to everybody to use. All you have to do is to put an email in and remember what that email was. And you can track your symptoms over time. Doesn't matter what they are. It's basically, well, it's specifically directed toward people who have Parkinson's disease. So we used a PDQ-39 questionnaire, and you answer the questions today, and then a couple of months later you ask them, answer them again, and you might actually be surprised how much better you are today than you were 2 months ago. That's exactly right, Lynn. I created that so people could track themselves and celebrate the fact that they were indeed recovering.
I mean, this gentleman, he said that people said his mental clarity, again, this is after 2 hours, two times in 1 week, and that was it. His mental clarity was so much better. He was spitting out equations. His shakes had slowed way down. He's sleeping better, and then you just don't use it, and that just was such a quandary to me. It blew my mind.
Well, some people get something out of their condition, too. That's the other thing you have to realize. It's like they're taken care of. There is some relationship in the family system that has more meaning to them. So there's a benefit to them of not being well.
So let's go on to bacteria. You wanted to talk about that and how some of these viruses and bacteria can be kind of a slippery slope in identifying them.
I'm concerned.
And how to change it.
Yes, I'm concerned because we had a discussion about how difficult they are to identify, but we didn't really talk about what you can do about them. Back in the 1930s, there was an amazing inventor by the name of Royal Rife who invented this incredibly sophisticated telescope that was able to actually see bacteria that were very, very, very tiny and small. A more sophisticated microscope than the electron microscope that was invented years later. So he was able to look at these very nasty looking bacteria of all different types of names and shapes. And what he did was he programmed different sounds to see what sound would actually do that bacteria in. So that's what his work was all about. He didn't have any theoretical reason why one sound would be different than another in terms of its effectiveness. So he just literally, through trial and error, did sound after sound after sound. And then when he identified the sound that killed the bacteria, he made a notation that that was the sound that was actually the one that would address that bacteria. Now, we've gone much farther in terms of research today. Researchers at Oxford University have picked up his work, and they've identified all of those frequencies that he identified in his work in the 30s. But researchers like Sherry Edwards, who you will have on your show next week, has basically pioneered the fact that you can identify any bacteria in the body, and then there is an antidote frequency that you can use to actually get rid of that particular bacteria. It doesn't matter what it is. So a lot of people get really concerned and afraid that there are going to be these killer bacteria that are getting people's bodies and we're not going to be able to kill them. It's not true. All you have to do is to figure out what the resonance or the frequency is of that bacteria, and there will be an antidote frequency that you can use that will really chase that little critter out of your body.
Wow. And so they would go see Sherry for that, or does Sherry, I know that you guys have a bioacoustic Parkinson's summit coming up. Is that something, and they will learn a lot of the bioacoustics there. Is that something that they can learn there?
It is indeed. Sherry's not only going to do a presentation at the Parkinson's Recovery Summit in Santa Fe. It starts on February 21st and then goes through the 24th. She will have an opportunity for people to do assessments. She'll actually do assessments for people. It takes about 40 minutes or so. she'll take voice profiles, and then she'll be able to determine the critical factors that are out of balance in their body. So Sherry will be there. She'll be talking about bioacoustics. She's one of 18 other presenters who are talking about approaches and options that are helping people reverse the symptoms that are associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. And Sherry is also, I'm sure she'll be talking about this on your show next week, offering a two-day training program right after the conclusion of the summit on the 25th and 26th of February to persons who want to learn how to actually use this particular technology so they can identify the imbalances in their body as they occur and address those imbalances with sound therapy.
Now, just I want everybody out there to know that according to her information, and again, I'll have her on next week, that you can attend this workshop either on site or online. So if you're saying, wow, I can't get to Santa Fe, New Mexico, apparently you can do this online. And Sherry's website is www.soundhealthoptions.com. And I'm sure you're going to put that up on your website somewhere, parkinsonsrecovery.com, so people can link to it.
Well, we have a link to the summit website, which is from the main website. If you just go to the parkinsonsrecovery.com, you'll see a link to the summit, and you'll see a description of her workshop, as well as all of the other incredible presenters. Some of them have had Parkinson's diagnoses, were very severely advanced, figured out ways to reverse them, and they'll be telling their stories about how they figured out how they could reverse their symptoms and become symptom-free today.
So it doesn't sound like there's one magic, not even pill, but one magic vibration for everybody. It sounds like, and I guess I didn't realize this before, that Parkinson's can be caused by a lot of different things. It's so you have to kind of be your own detective to weed through everything.
That's my conclusion after 6 years of research. My conclusion is we have to take responsibility for our own health and wellness and to recognize that it's up to us to figure out what's out of balance in their body. And there are a lot of options out there to consider. It's not clear which options are going to be best for anyone. That's why I am sponsoring the summit, because while we can discuss all of these options in a book that's, you know, almost 400 pages, it's a bit overwhelming. I think it's much more beneficial to people to actually go to the summit and actually experience some of these actual options for themselves so that they can assess which ones are going to be most useful to them. Reality is, if you take 100 people who have a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease in a room and you go one by one, the factors for each person are going to be different. And the symptoms are going to vary significantly. It's almost a garbage can diagnosis in the sense that it kind of put everybody in one category that has these general symptoms. But the reality is, if you step back and say, all right, instead of giving people dopamine to treat this, why don't we ask the question, what's the cause? My goodness, it's just staggering and amazing when you really realize the many factors that can be at play.
Now, I know you were talking a little bit about the dopamine earlier, and I know on your website you talk about kava bean sprout tinctures.
Yeah.
So are there natural ways that people can do this, and is it dangerous to just, you know, flood your body with dopamine when you don't really know what you're doing or how much you're giving it?
It can be, and that's the issue with a lot of medications, whether they're natural or whether they are prescribed, is a lot of people can get much, much too much dopamine in their body, which causes dyskinesia, some jerking motions of the body. So the balance is the critical factor. It's not a question of having more and more dopamine. That really can create as much damage as anything. Yes, there is an incredible inventive individual who has Parkinson's. Her name is Aunt Bean. She has a fava bean farm in Tennessee. And Aunt Bean is a researcher supreme. Her idea is to explore all sorts of natural approaches that can help the body come back into balance. And she's created herself a tincture that she makes from the tips of fava bean plants. So she clips off those tips on her fava bean plants that she grows in her garden at her farm in Tennessee. She puts it in a little thing, a container of brandy. She mixes them up every day, three times a day for about 40 days. And by Jove, then she has a tincture. And she puts a drop or two of that under her tongue when her symptoms begin to flare up. you can't tell that Sandra has or Aunt Bean has Parkinson's disease by just looking at her because she's got this natural approach for treating it. Yes, you don't want to just blindly go out and begin to do this because it is a medicine, even though it's natural. And Sandra has a website that I maintain for her where she puts blogs up. She recommends that people are tested for an allergic reaction to fava beans before they actually begin to use this as a therapy. She's also invented and identified other natural herbs that are helping her significantly with symptom relief. So that particular website is a wonderful resource for people who are thinking, well, I think I'll grow my own fava beans. Or she's created a way that people can sprout fava beans. That is, if you don't have a garden, and let's say you live in an apartment in New York City, you can sprout fava beans and make the tincture, the brandy tincture that I just mentioned, with the sprouts of fava beans. Fava beans are known to have a high concentration of dopamine, as is macuna. So there are a number of different plants and herbs that I've identified in really interviewing people who are herbalists that really provide wonderful symptomatic relief, which can be very helpful to people if you've got significant symptoms that are impairing your mobility. Exercise is key for recovery, so you need to get yourself in a shape where you can exercise, and when that happens, you'll see significant improvement in your symptoms. The link to Aunt Bean's website is on the main website, parkinsonsrecovery.com. So you go there, you'll see fava beans. Click on that and you'll go to the fava bean website. There's great recipes and resources of how to grow your own fava beans.
Dr. Rogers, this has been fabulous. Thank you for coming on and spreading the word about Parkinson's. Everybody, please go to the parkinsonsrecovery.com website. And I know we're running a little late today, so thank you very much, everyone. And I hope you all have a healthy week. And next week, look forward to Sherry Edwards and Bioacoustics. See you then.
Thank you again for joining us for Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a good and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.